This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Gaza's child health crisis, 1,500 children suffering severe skin diseases amid humanitarian collapse. At least 1,500 children in Gaza are suffering from severe skin diseases as dire living conditions create an endless cycle of illness and deteriorating health, according to new data from UNICEF. The humanitarian crisis has left children particularly vulnerable to preventable diseases that would be easily treatable under normal circumstances. 1,500 children with severe skin diseases, documented by UNICEF in Gaza. Children's health crisis in Gaza. Key health challenges affecting Gaza's children. 2241, 500 children with severe skin diseases, 2.3% in need of humanitarian aid, 90% of population displaced. Source, UNICEF, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Living conditions fuel disease spread. The deteriorating sanitary conditions and lack of clean water have created a perfect storm for skin infections among Gaza's children. Families are struggling to maintain basic hygiene in overcrowded shelters and temporary accommodations, according to UNICEF's field reports. "I try to clean her wounds, but my daughter screams in agony," one mother told UNICEF workers, illustrating the painful reality facing families. The organization's health teams report that many children are developing complications from untreated skin conditions due to limited access to medical supplies and proper facilities. The crisis highlights broader challenges in migration and displacement health, where vulnerable populations face compounded health risks during humanitarian emergencies. Medical resources. Severely constrained healthcare facilities in Gaza are operating under extreme constraints, with limited supplies of basic medications and antiseptics needed to treat skin conditions. The World Health Organization has documented significant gaps in medical supply chains that directly impact children's healthcare access. Pediatric dermatological conditions that would typically require simple treatments have become serious health threats. Medical personnel report seeing complications that could have been prevented with timely intervention and proper sanitation facilities. Research on healthcare access during humanitarian crises shows that children's health outcomes deteriorate rapidly when basic medical infrastructure is compromised. Humanitarian response challenges. UNICEF and partner organizations are working to deliver medical supplies and establish treatment protocols for affected children. However, access restrictions and security concerns continue to limit the scope of interventions possible in the region. The situation demonstrates the complex relationship between conflict, displacement, and public health outcomes. Studies published in international medical journals consistently show that children bear a disproportionate burden during humanitarian emergencies. International humanitarian law requires parties to conflict to ensure medical care access for civilian populations, particularly children. The UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights has repeatedly emphasized these obligations during ongoing crises. Children in humanitarian emergencies are 20 times more likely to die from diarrheal diseases and 6 times more likely to suffer from acute malnutrition compared to stable populations. Dr. Mike Ryan, WHO Health Emergencies Program Executive Director, WHO Emergency Response Guidelines 2023. Key takeaways: at least 1,500 children in Gaza documented with severe skin diseases due to poor living conditions. Limited access to clean water and medical supplies compounds preventable health problems. Healthcare infrastructure constraints prevent timely treatment of conditions that would be easily manageable under normal circumstances. Frequently asked questions: what types of skin diseases are affecting children in Gaza? UNICEF reports document various dermatological conditions, including bacterial skin infections, scabies, and other conditions linked to poor sanitation and overcrowded living conditions. The lack of clean water and soap exacerbates these preventable diseases. How do humanitarian crises typically impact children's health? Children are particularly vulnerable during emergencies due to their developing immune systems and higher nutritional needs. Displacement disrupts vaccination programs, clean water access, and routine healthcare, leading to increased rates of infectious diseases. What medical interventions are most needed for these children? Basic medical supplies, including antiseptics, antibiotics for bacterial infections, and topical treatments, are urgently needed. Equally important are improved sanitation facilities, clean water access, and less crowded living conditions to prevent reinfection. The Gaza health crisis underscores the urgent need for sustained humanitarian medical assistance and highlights how quickly preventable diseases can become serious health threats when basic healthcare infrastructure is compromised. International health organizations continue to advocate for improved access to deliver life-saving medical care to affected children. Source: I try to clean her wounds, but my daughter screams in agony. Dire conditions trap children in Gaza in an endless cycle of suffering.